Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to talk about sibling rivalries. Mm. Everyone in here has siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Did it get heated for any of you? Like, it doesn't have to be heated or just like
weird. The worst thing they did to you.
Yeah.
Oh boy, buckle up.
Was it your brother or one of your sisters?
All of them
really
would do this. This was a recurring.
I don't think I like this already. I don't like it. They're making me uncomfortable.
I think you're gonna
laugh. I don't like it.
I think you're gonna laugh.
Okay.
When I was young, I was a giggler. I would laugh a lot. And for some reason, my siblings, and I think particularly my oldest sister, Christine, decided one day to like tickle me and then push on my stomach.
Oh no.
Until I farted. And they called it. This was such a recurring thing that it had a name. They called it the fart belly game. And they would hold me down.
This is horrifying.
It's so funny.
Who wins?
I don't know.
Who is the winner of the game? No one wins.
Them.
But they're in a room with a farting person.
Their friends would like come over and they'd be like, watch this.
Oh,
and they'd tickle me
make
and
you
push
a
on my belly
machine.
Until I farted. And I would be like howling because I'm really ticklish.
You want to get mad at them?
That's mortifying.
I was pretty young, so I think I just was like, they're paying attention to me.
Guys,
let's get her.
Hold her down.
Let's get her. Let's get, dude, you know when you least expect it, we're doing it. You just said you think it's funny.
Back then, no, it would not be okay. And then you'd have to touch me in ways you don't want to. Hey, yeah, how's that?
What is happening?
I haven't been sleeping well.
Okay,
I'll be the farter.
Do you think it would work on you? Could we push on your belly enough?
I don't know. This is unlocking. It's not really sibling related, but I used to get called the Pillsbury Doughboy, and they would poke my stomach.
Your siblings would?
No, it was more, this was my friends. But it happened one night so much that I did puke.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. See what I was thinking.
Let's just say it was my siblings. So we'll throw it in.
Like fun things, like you chased, like the Reddit thread that was talking about this. Everyone has a story where their sibling chased them with a knife. My brothers did it with a
Sorry. No, I don't.
Yes, they do. Eventually, you just get mad enough at one of your brothers at the dinner table or whatever. It's usually boys, but you get like, my brothers want to chase one with a spoon, and then he was too fast, so he threw it, and it stuck. It was like, right. And he's got the half-moon scar in his back. It just, because you talk so much trash at the dinner table or the breakfast table. Until
I
want to
promise you. Not everyone has that
I
story.
Guarantee you more people have it than don't.
Maybe.
This is just a weird room because it's too many girls in this room. Like, Tiak has nothing.
Oh, it's a 50-50 split.
No,
too
he
many.
Has nothing but girl siblings. Oh, okay. So it's just like there's too many.
Yeah, I'm like talking crap at the dinner. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just everybody's like, oh, the teacups. Ugh. Like, I had four boys at the dinner table, five with my dad. It's
That's
just
a lot.
And, okay, here's this one. My brother used to hold me down. I've said it on the air numerous times. He would watch TV and then he would let spit come out of his mouth to almost touch my forehead and then suck it back up and hold me there for hours at a time. And as you might expect, his record was not perfect.
That's disgusting.
He would occasionally just let a big, long, stringy. I just don't understand.
Why didn't you fight back?
I am 5 years younger than my closest competitor. 10 years younger than the next one, 12 years younger than the final. So anyone who wants to hold me down can hold me down in that house.
He's also looking.
If you have big, thick spit and you'd like to hold me down, that's what I don't understand. Could anyone in this room right now produce the type of spit that you could bring out of your mouth and suck back in?
I don't.
Somehow one of my brothers just had it on command. It was just ready. It was like, and he could suck it back up.
That's disgusting. Please stop.
Dude, that's what we're talking about. All right. If you've got, they don't have to involve spit, but if you have a sibling rivalry story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
Me and my sisters got along very well, but so we had more, I would do the thing where I was like in charge of the dishes, and then we had the thing, the little sprayer, the separate hose that come out, so I would always tape that so that it was on, so then they'd hit the, turn the sink
and
on,
it's just
and it would just spray them,
We would do it with a rubber band, but
okay.
Same thing.
Tape's a little less conspicuous, but that's girl siblings, you know? No knife chasing.
Yeah, but in my house, we had one of the original always hot water thing. So if they turned the hot water on, their face would be scalded. And not just a little scalded. Like my dad had it set to a point where it's like, you could like take the paint off of something with the hot water. But we still did it because it's funny.
Oh my God.
You jump out of the way.
Your household sounds awful.
It was, but it's just, I think that's more healthy. When I think about your man, Dane, being an only child, no one beat him up. You need a healthy amount
he
of...
He had like close cousins.
Okay.
That he would, they would go over there every day. Mm. So it was a little sibling-like.
So he got a little bit of
But you're right.
Somebody pantsing him or
we had a different style of sibling rivalry where it wasn't, my mom did a great sure making sure, my mom did a great job making sure that we had our own different outlets, but then it would be like my redheaded child, my boy child, my cancer child. So we would compete in titles of how she referred to us.
Okay. And so it got darker.
We still kind of do that, my brother and I.
Oh. Do most people's...
Did you achieve higher than red-haired child?
I've gotten ever? Diabetic child.
Oh.
Yeah.
A boost?
I don't know if it is.
It's not a boost. And like... Is there a race to be the cancer child? What are we doing in your family?
We tried to slow down that one.
Hey, guys.
The title is available.
I guess that's a good thing.
No, it means her sister's dead.
You're right. T-Hack is...
The belt has been vacated.
Uh-huh. You're right.
You guys...
Great idea.
I just meant no one else had cancer.
Yep. Okay.
Wow.
If you have a fun story about fun things that happened competitively, sort of, with your siblings, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are talking about sibling rivalries. And the thickness of spit.
Ew. Yuck.
Donald.
Yai.
You know about the whole spit thing?
Yes, I do. Man, Slack, I listen to you guys pretty much every day. So I always enjoy the show. However, today I just got my car, turned you guys on, and you start talking about the spit, how it could go from that guy's mouth almost touching you and then they suck it back up.
Yep.
You that happened to me in the 70s, man. My next door neighbor, he was a little bit bigger than me. He would pin me down and do the same thing. And I'm in my 60s now, and you took me back to that moment, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. But why would anyone want to do that? And was there a class? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How do you learn
maybe
that
in
you
the 70s?
Yeah, maybe in the 70s.
I never knew how to do that, but apparently he did. And yeah. I remember... His name was Johnny Cox, man. He lived right next door.
So it wasn't even a sibling, just a random neighbor. All right.
Yeah.
Well, please welcome to the show, Johnny Cox.
Okay. Thank you for the call, and thank you for listening, Donald. Appreciate you. Michelle?
Yai.
Sibling rivalry.
Well, I'm a sister of three. I'm middle child, and my oldest sister and I would always want to play, obviously, and my younger sister would always want to play with us. So we would play cops and robbers with the neighborhood boys. And so when my little sister would come out, we would say that she was the hostage, and we'd tie her to a tree, and we'd literally leave her there all day. She still talks about it to this day.
Oh, my gosh.
She thought for a while she's playing, and then she's like, oh, I'm not playing. I'm just an actual hostage.
That is so youngest sibling. Yeah.
That is so mean. Is she damaged because of it?
No, she's fine.
No.
Please.
That's so oldest sibling.
Thank you, Michelle. Jason?
Yes.
Sibling rivalry. What did you do?
Yeah, so my senior year in high school, my brother was a freshman. We were on the football team, and he started making some noise. So the guys were giving me a hard time that he was going to be just as good as I was. So I ended up shortchanging his lunch money. So I would get lunch first, and he'd always have like a dollar or two, and I would just like keep it just to get back at him.
So then he wasn't allowed to eat?
Oh, no. I mean, this was back in, 2000. So like that $1 could get you a roll.
Oh.
Yeah. No. He's fine.
Gosh. A roll? Yeah, oh, good. Nutritious.
You know, I finally told him about 5 years ago, but this happened 26 years ago, so.
Wow.
I apologize.
Okay.
So sorry, brother, if you're listening.
All right. Aww. Thank you, Jason. That's beautiful. Ty.
Yai.
Sibling rivalry. What'd you do?
So I am the middle child of two sisters. And the younger one, me and her, are much closer in age to the older one. And one night when we were both toddlers, I don't know how or why, but we couldn't sleep and we couldn't stop farting. And it was almost like we were able to do it on command.
And you recall this as a toddler as like your most magical moment.
Yeah, it was a magical night.
Yeah, I mean, when the few times that me and my younger sister did get along, I am very fond of those memories.
Okay.
So that was
it. And then that's what happened. What'd you do with the farts?
So my older sister was sleeping on top of a bunk bed at the time, and please we don't. Would take turns going up the ladder, turning our butts around, and farting on her face while she was asleep. Thank funny. God she didn't wake up with pink eye the next day, but she did have a funny taste in her mouth, and
ew.
We still have not told her.
Okay.
I hope she's not listening.
Oh, my God. Okay. This, okay.
It's teamwork. It's siblings working together for a common goal.
Okay. Jody?
Yay.
Yay. Sibling rivalry. What happened to you?
Well, this was back in high school. Me and my sister snuck out to meet with some friends in the middle of the night.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, right? And, well, basically, my sister ratted us both out to try to lessen her punishment.
Oh, she turned state's evidence is what we call that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She got caught?
She sought immunity.
Like, oh, it's all... Yeah, she was like, oh, it's all Jody's idea. I was just following her. Like, she totally put it all on me, like I twisted her arm or something.
Mm. That's messed up, but also...
Diabolical. Smart. It's how you get out of things.
Yeah, I might consider it.
That's what you do. So did you take a heavier hit on the punishment then?
I did. And as you can tell, I'm still pissed.
How many years has it been?
In a while. More than a decade, let's just say.
All right. Maybe it's time to let it go.
Yeah.
Ken?
Yes.
You are disguised. You have a little VD on you. What's your sibling rivalry story?
Well, believe it or not, my brother and I, you know, we've always been really, really close, and turns out, you know, some things were going on behind the back, and it was actually him having an affair with my wife.
Oh, huh?
Yes.
He
slept with your wife?
Best buddy?
Yes. Yes.
I'm very sorry.
I mean,
what?
An affair is a betrayal, but you got betrayed by
your family member. Yeah.
The two closest people.
Were you always competitive with him? Have you done this before? Like, did you steal girlfriends from him in high school or anything? Or why would he do this?
No. He's a little bit older than I am. I mean, granted, some of the girls he dated, I don't want to screw around with, but no, I mean, we were always competitive, you know, growing up, but I mean, no, I mean, nothing to this extreme.
And, okay, I don't know if we should ask you any more questions. Yeah. So now, are you divorced and sibling free?
Oh, like, God, yeah.
Okay, so you divorced her. Are they together?
Yep. Still happily married.
Oh, my. What?
They're married?
What?
Okay. Okay. Gross.
That's disgusting.
That is.
I mean, you can't help who you love. But
are they? Wait.
I wish them.
Are they cousin siblings? If they have kids?
All that, but not that I know of.
Okay.
Honestly, I really don't care.
Well, you.
We hope your pillow is cold at night every night,
dude.
Is that the thing?
I don't think that's a thing.
Okay.
Ken, hey, thanks, man.
Have a good day. Have a good life.
Thank you. What the hell am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. You put him through.
Of course I put him through. What are you talking about?
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, sing along, especially if you know the changes.
News.
Oh, no. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
I didn't do.
This is
sorry,
news.
Guys.
Or no.
I said, especially if you know the changes. I said that out loud.
But I don't have a story.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do you know what time?
Yes. There's been a lot of drama with a couple Alexes.
Oh my gosh, yes, there
I'm
has.
I'm here for it because I use... What? What?
I know it. She didn't... You didn't say...
Good evening.
No.
Whatever.
What comes after that?
Welcome to the program.
Oh my God, Erin! Oh my God!
I was trying to cover. She normally goes first.
Sorry.
There's been a lot of drama with Alexes. I'm here to describe it all to you.
I don't know who to believe.
I don't either.
Well, wait, did anyone come out and say what actually happened?
No, they're both going like, one's going, I can't say, and then the other one comes out and goes, you're being passive aggressive,
and
there is no NDA,
yeah.
So say whatever.
Right.
And hey, no one will say what the what is.
Alex who?
Well.
Earl and.
Cooper.
Cooper.
Okay.
So the call her daddy one who kicked out Sophia, and now people are like, oh, maybe I'm on Sophia's side because Alex Cooper doesn't seem like a good person. Mm. She's also a terrible interviewer. If you would like to hear good interviews, listen to the Slacker Show.
We don't interview people.
None is better than hers.
She is really bad. She's just super famous. So famous people just sit next to her. And if they happen to want to talk, it turns out good.
Yeah.
But she's not bringing anything out of them.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't hate her.
You don't hate her?
I
don't hate her either.
I used to not, but now I think it's something's going on. I feel like she's hiding something.
I think they are two petty women who are not showing what it is to be like a good woman.
Supporter of women.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because she is. Anytime somebody talks crap about Alex Cooper, Alex Earl reposts it.
Yes. Yeah.
Why would you do, like, why are you doing that?
Right.
Like, that's not, wait, what are you doing that for? And didn't she, who left who, like, Alex Cooper was on Alex Earl's network?
Other way around. Alex Earl was on Alex Cooper's network.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
And left. But I don't feel like they've given us anything.
They haven't.
Okay.
What was the new statement today?
Well, because Alex Cooper released a video yesterday saying, speak up, say whatever. And Alex Earl said, basically, okay, bet, and... hasn't said anything.
Okay, bet.
And then commented
has to be
on
followed
that video.
By, yes.
And then now David Portnoy is...
Oh, for the love.
I mean, his tea on the beach. I'm here for it. He's just spilling all the beans.
So he said what it
He's
is?
He's trying. He's like, I think this started over a Carl's Jr. ad, but maybe I was wrong. Like,
I did see that, and Carl's Jr. did weigh in, and they said Alex Earl was the
always
only
the
one.
Choice?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm.
So now I'm interested. Carl's Jr. is pretty good.
Good evening. Have you guys heard the story of the woman who's missing in the Bahamas after she and her husband were on like a dinghy boat and he got back to shore and said she fell off, like waters got choppy.
No.
And he was in custody. It's like a Bahaman thing that you go into custody for a certain amount of days if this happens. So he was in custody. And now he's been released.
Because it happens a lot. Like, you two go out on a jet ski and one comes back and they just have a
I think
protocol for
generally
it.
Generally, the protocol is like if your partner is missing or something, you are. Either way, he's been released, not charged with a crime. And he's now saying, I'm going to dedicate myself to finding her. And then.
Bro, she's dead.
He said potentially that he thinks she's alive.
How would she be alive? She's treading water for a week?
She's been missing since April 4th.
But she went into the water. Did she find a deserted island? Like what?
I don't know.
She has a volleyball she's befriended and she's what?
I believe I've been told people have lasted in the Bahamas after falling overboard for days and even weeks. There are many islands, sandbars, little atolls and spits of land.
Do we think, okay, we don't have any information other than two go out, one come back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a small dinghy. I think it's possible you can fall off. What?
But why would you not?
Why would you not stay there and try to save her then? I don't know. How did he? Like, she just fell off and he's like, what? Where is she?
Where'd she go?
It was really choppy waters, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Is this what the Alexes need to do? We send them on a small dinghy?
Two dinghies.
Out, one comes back.
What if none came back?
Okay.
Victory.
Pucker.
Good evening. Colorado State University is in the news. This is the weather portion of the news segment.
Oh.
Where we have contrasting reports. University of Arizona, boo!
Boo! Screw you, University of Arizona!
They've predicted a much busier year of 20 named storms and 9 hurricanes.
Oh, the hurricanes
year.
And stuff.
Yeah, but CSU, woo!
Let's go, CSU!
They've predicted a slightly below average of only 13 named storms compared to 20. And 6 hurricanes compared to 9. So we're really hoping that CSU is right.
You lost the girls here. They don't care. Why don't you care? You guys haven't.
I thought you guys would care. You guys are like the drought and the weather. And I thought this would be.
I don't
this
think
is like,
hurricanes.
Yeah, hurricanes don't really come ashore here.
Okay, can we try harder for tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Testing season is right around the corner. And this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I'm genuinely concerned about my wife.
Oh no!
And I
she
really
figured it out.
No, well,
oh, don't do that.
Perhaps
she's like, oh wait, there are leagues.
That's why I'm coming to Erica and Aaron for advice today.
Dude.
No, genuinely, because she has, and I think both of you might know this, but she has a big hair appointment today.
Where, that's right.
This is the one.
Wait, is she doing it?
She's getting a cut. She's changing the color.
Is she doing it?
She's doing it, yes.
Doing what she said? Have you said that? Did he say this on air?
Yeah, I think you...
I don't know.
I don't remember.
We can now. She's going a little... She's lightening it up. I don't know how blonde she's going, but I think honey blonde is how she described it.
I believe it was, yeah.
Whoa. So a big change. And this is why I'm concerned, because I was talking with her last night, and I was saying, so, big hair appointment. you nervous? You thinking about it? Like, what's going on? And she went, no, no.
And that's why you're concerned?
Because I've only ever heard women make drastic changes, like at, like something's going on in their life.
Oh.
And for her to just be like, totally cool. Like, no worries. I'm going to do it. I have no, what's there to think about?
Yeah. Like, you go through a breakup and you get bangs, or you, I've chopped my hair off.
Is she getting bangs?
If so, pack your bags.
I don't think so, but I'm just trying to think, anytime I go get a haircut, or especially the few times I've like bleached my hair, I've been very nervous about it. I've felt like, how's it going to look? Am I going to regret it? Is it the right decision? And she's just, are you two like this? At a big change, you just go, let's do it. Or are you like apprehensive?
I don't really change my hair that much anymore.
Okay.
But when you have, it was like,
I think it was more excited.
Okay. Okay.
But that's like good. I want to switch things up because life isn't going well.
But for sure, anytime I've chopped my hair off or gotten bangs, or one time I tried to dye my hair like mouse brown, it was horrible.
You did mouse brown.
Those were all
you
mean not like good times in my life.
Aaron, you've never tried, right? Your hair, I don't even know what it would do with a color.
No, I would love to pull a hot Donna and go blonde, but...
No.
Who is hot Donna?
Donna Pinciotti.
Yeah, from That 70s Show.
And then she was black-haired in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Got it.
Just because I'm curious, but no. I've had one purple streak. Ooh.
Okay.
Did it work? Because you really have
it
to kill your
hair.
It lasted
for 3 days.
Yeah, and then your hair color just goes.
That's why I'm really intrigued to see A-Hack's hair, because she's got darker brown hair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does.
She's going honey blonde.
And she's done it before, so that might be part of it.
I was
going to
ask, when was the last time she did it? Do you remember?
College.
15 years ago plus, yeah.
Because I was thinking, you guys are celebrating your 10-year wedding anniversary, if she's been looking back.
Oh.
And like, I want to try that again.
Maybe
some role playing.
Shake it up. Okay.
Dude. I did not say that.
What? I'm helpful.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Was that helpful?
She can be herself and I can be the football player. What are you talking about?
Dude.
I am, and maybe it's that I admire this about her, and I guess you two too, that you're just, you've made a decision. That's it. There's no mulling it over. There's no anxiety about it.
So that's what you heard them say? All I heard them say was, this only happens in a moment of crisis. That's all I've heard anyone in the room say.
Uh-huh.
And all you're hearing is, oh, so she's confident. What? You're not listening.
It's not like you're a live slacker.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is one of those moments where... I don't know why we're paid to do this. This is, we have decided to devote valuable airtime to figuring out who you would fight that has your same name, but is the end result you want to beat them? Like, you got to choose someone,
or can you choose
a couple and go, I think I could beat.
But does it have to be a celebrity or just a person on the street?
I don't think you can just like walk up to some, hey, my name's Erica. It's like, psh, like, no.
There was this Erica in elementary school.
You think you could take her?
I feel like we had a weird rivalry because of...
I also felt like I had a weird rivalry with an Erin, and she was a lot taller than me, and I knew I couldn't take her.
So you just didn't like other...
Yeah. I think there was like a weird thing where it was like, well, I'm Erica.
Like, nobody was Michael growing up. Nobody.
Really?
It was all Mike.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like...
But who are your celebrities?
It's so hard because if I want to win,
you've got a list of people that can beat you up.
Yeah, but I mean, let me just make it easy for you.
Okay.
And this is horrible, and y'all can just come and beat me up.
No, don't do it.
I have no choice.
Don't do it.
I have no choice. Michael J. Fox, man, I'm taking it. Like I can solidly. Well, I'm gonna go Michael B. Jordan or Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
like. Yeah. Michael B. Jordan is in the prime of his life, gorgeous, coming off an Academy Award. He will beat me to death.
He was Creed. Hello.
You might be able to take Michael Myers.
Might in that statement.
Are you talking about Goldfinger?
Feels like
Austin Powers?
Yeah.
And there's a might on that? Oh my God. I hope Erin Brockovich beats the living crap out of you.
She would.
I hope she's just.
Wait, that's a fictional character.
No, it's not.
She was real. That story was very real.
Oh, I've never seen it. So.
Oh my gosh.
I will just say this.
He's so bad.
I will say this. So we want you to tell us your name and who you're picking. Like, you can pick some people who are going to beat you or not. But as a side thing, if your name is Erica, I will give you Erica's address and you can beat the living snot out of her. Because, like, you bring up Erin Brockovich, like, I'm wrong about it. And then you also say you haven't even seen the movie.
Can we open it up to characters? Because I guess Mike Myers is...
Also, the
is,
Halloween guy
no,
or whatever.
No, that's Michael. Mike Myers is the actor, is Shrek, is whatever. But can we open it up to Michael Scott?
Oh.
I could beat Michael Scott up, I think. Don't you?
Probably.
He's probably taller, but like.
I don't know if he's taller.
Yeah, I don't see. I don't envision him as taller. You could do it. I believe in you.
You got okay.
He's
yeah.
So I'm a solid
in this room has to believe in you.
I got him. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're about the same height at this point.
Okay. Okay.
thank you. Vanguard Airlines for making me shorter.
Here's the problem. Not a lot of famous Erica's at all. At all.
I'm trying to think of any.
Erica Jane is from Real Housewives of Beverly
Love
Hills.
Love her.
The only one I can think of, and she would beat me.
For she sure. would?
Oh, for
I think
sure.
She's pretty tall.
I think so, yeah.
She's on one of those shows. I feel like she's fought before.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Okay.
Oh, she's only 5'7".
Only.
But I'm still scared of her.
But you're ragey. Like, if we got enraged,
no, but
Erica,
like... Erica Jane, she'll like sit back and like she'll let it build and then she'll just go for the pounce,
so will this
go for
one.
The kill.
This dude,
just not today.
There's a dark side to her. I think I would put my money on you, and I don't even know this other girl because I think you're crazy enough.
If you piss me off enough,
yes. But is this the only famous Erica there is?
There's like no famous Ericas. There's a few characters that came up, but
all right,
yeah.
So like I said. We're getting paid for this, and this is the dumbest thing in the world, but this is what we want to do with our time right now. So if, tell us your name and who the famous person or character is, who you want to fight, and whether or not you think you could beat them. 303-222-5423. You may text, you may call.
Not a lot of famous Tylers either.
Tyler
there's
Durden.
A lot.
Tyler the Creator.
Tyler Perry.
I'm looking at Tyler Perry and Tyler the Creator. I would lose
Tyler
to both.
Tyler Childress.
Oh,
oh, is that a country dude?
Childers? I don't know how to say it.
I think it's
Childers. What about Tyler Durden?
Who's that?
I
can't say.
Nah, he would definitely win in a fight, I believe. Yeah. But if we're going with people with just T, Craig T. Nelson, also I would lose, I believe.
So you're doing, no, but he's no longer Mr.
Wait,
Incredible.
Steven he's, Tyler.
No, you can't like, do last name.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
such
know.
A stretch.
Okay. I feel like I'm losing no matter what. I'm maybe the worst,
there's gotta
the weakest
be some
Tyler
weak
out
Tylers.
There.
Tyler Cameron. He was on The Bachelorette.
You have a chance.
He's actually pretty ripped, though.
He's ripped, but I don't see him as a fighter. I think
neither
Hack
is he.
Could, no, but I think Hack could think at least one or two steps ahead of Tyler
Cameron.
Yeah,
he's not the smartest.
Me?
No!
What? What are we talking about?
There's okay. God, no, there's somebody. Why am I, this is escaping me. There's some Tyler who you could beat up. Just the name Tyler sounds weak. You know what I mean? Yeah,
kind okay.
of. All the Tylers I knew growing up were weaklings like you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so. That's helping.
That's, right. That's the problem.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just losing.
All right, Erin, do we have anyone for you then?
Again, not a lot. There's Erin Brockovich, Erin Andrews. She's very tall.
Erin Andrews,
is a star.
And athletic, I think.
And
very
would probably
athletic.
Take you down.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Everyone's going to be taller than you.
I know.
That's not fair.
Eh.
You could punch him in the baby maker, I guess. I don't know. Is that
and then just
that work?
It's not like with men.
I know, but I've heard it hurts. We haven't done junk injuries in a long time. Can you write that down?
Sure.
It might be time for junk injuries. Because it's wild
sorry.
To hear girls
we
go
did
like
butt injuries recently.
Yeah, but junk is different because you get girls calling and like, because I never understood why bikes were the way they are. It's like the guy's bike should be the one without the bar. You know what I mean? And girls are like, because there's a bar right here on a guy's bike and then the girl's bike is like, and it's like, because if guys, we fall on that, it hurts. But it hurts for a girl too. What are we doing?
Yeah.
By your name.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't find anybody then?
I mean, the main two.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in this room, I'm the only one who's got a sure win with
and
Michael J. Fox.
And someone who you should
literally handicap.
No. What? Okay.
Yeah.
There's other Michaels I could beat, I think. I'll think of more. All right. We're fighting our name. If you have a real fun name, call us right now. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So this is, I think we're all high. Or something is going on because this is a really dumb idea.
Yeah.
We're talking about beating up someone with your same name.
Oh my gosh, the text we just got.
What is it?
Yeah, it's very Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, my name related. Is Stephen. I'll take on Stephen Hawking.
Okay, well, he's dead. So that's not fair.
Ah, true. Can't fight a corpse.
But like Steven is tough because there's a lot of tough Steves.
Steven Tyler, though, you kick him in the shin and you're
I don't
done.
Know. I think Steve Tyler's probably tough.
Steven Seagal. I think he
you're not going to beat him up.
He's he seems like a fighter.
I don't even know who that is.
He's in a lot of... Oh, my Lord.
Wow. A lot of movies.
You have to read the one. This is good. Just do the one that starts with an N. It's entirely for T-Hack.
The text says, my name is Niles and I could beat Niles Crane. From Frasier.
Yeah, okay. I like that. You could. Yeah.
It's Frasier's brother.
I think Niles Crane would surrender. He wouldn't.
Oh, yes, for sure.
That's okay. Not even a fair fight.
Okay, last one on this. My name is Aubrey. I will literally die by the hands of Aubrey Plaza, and it would be worth it.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I love that.
She's pregnant.
I know, that kills me, because I really thought I had a shot. Mm-hmm. And she just jumped right in another relationship. Rob.
Yay.
Hold on, before you say, your name's Rob, who is he going to fight? Rob. Hot Rob from all the reality things?
Yeah, he probably doesn't, and Hot Rob could take him out. Rob, I don't even know you, Rob.
Is Hot Rob even tough?
He's hot.
He can't.
Is that the question
I
asked?
He's got muscles.
People with muscles aren't strong.
He's a literal snake wrangler.
Guys, we have a Rob on the phone. You're referring to another guy as Hot Rob. What is it?
Sorry,
Rob is calling in.
Second Hot Rob. Okay. All right, Rob, who are you fighting and can you beat him?
This is the real Hot Rob. I am going to fight Robert De Niro.
Literally one punch and he's done.
You talking to me?
After I knock him out, I'm going to say, you talking to me?
Huh? You talking to me?
And then maybe you can raise his small child.
He does his eyes pretty close. To me?
He does. He does.
But could you beat up Rob De Niro when he was young? I don't think you could.
No.
No, 100% not a chance. But
yeah, like Raging Bull him.
In current state, I would hold my own.
Yeah, but you did. Yeah, you did that. That's why I did Michael J. Fox. I don't think a young Michael J. Fox, even though he's 5'4".
Dude, you got to stop.
No,
what other Michael do you want me to fight?
Keaton.
Mighty Ducks, Michael J. Fox would knock you out.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He's still little. He's kind of little.
He's quick, though.
He's feisty.
He's quick, though. I like that we're taking it very seriously. Thank you, Rob. Robin?
Yay.
God, I don't know any Robins other than Robin, Batman's sidekick, and Robin would definitely beat you.
Robin from...
I'm not taking him on.
What about Robin the singer? What was her name?
Yeah, did you Robin? That's who I...
Robin.
On my own. That one?
Yeah.
Who are you fighting?
Yeah, what Robin are you fighting?
I will take on Robin Hood.
You're going to lose.
Yeah, that...
Unless it's Men in Tights, Robin Hood.
But he's also like a boy.
I will pull those green tights over his head and castrate him at the same time and drop him to his knees.
Oh my gosh, she has thought this through.
She has definitely
worked
through it.
Did you have that plan before we did this? Robin Gibb? Who is that?
Oh, that's
a BG.
Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. Or just a pile of Robin eggs.
Ooh, I would win in that for sure. I've proven that time and time again.
Robin, you had more detail than we were looking for, so we gotta let you go. What? She had a whole tight castration thing.
What if it's the Disney one, the Fox? I don't think you can.
But I think if it's Carrie Elwes from Robin Hood Men in Tights, then you could beat him. God, if your name's Carrie, would you fight Carrie Elwes?
The heck
I don't
Carrie
know who that is.
Elwes.
Oh, don't make me do this.
Carrie Underwood is who I would fight.
Carrie Elwes is the lead on the greatest movie ever made.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
As IMD sets in on the two losers on the show. Dylan.
Yai.
Your name is Dylan. I'm trying to think of any famous Dylans.
Dylan Efron. You can't fight him. Ooh. Too hot.
Is he hotter than
Bob Dylan? Yeah. I can take him. He's old.
We can't keep calling other people hot.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
No, but that's not Dylan.
Yeah, but you said it earlier.
Like Dylan, then we said he couldn't do it.
But now we're letting him do it, I guess.
Dylan Sprouse?
Or Dylan Efron.
Yeah, already, I like
but
it.
But what I'm saying is that man's pretty hot.
I know, what but hot can't fight.
He actually doesn't look like he could fight. He's too much of a lover.
If that's the case, then I'm like the best fighter in the world. That's not true. Okay. Because I'm not hot.
Oh, I get it.
Come on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Last time I feel like I brought up a wedding thing, all of you were against me.
Hold on, that was like, oof.
It's been a few days.
14 seconds. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
I don't think any of these people listen, so it's fine. I'm trying to figure out.
What are you doing?
No, it's nothing horrible.
There are lots of people who don't listen. Don't worry.
And I've
I dare
always
say
said
more
that.
Than. Okay.
We are trying to figure out how to arrange like speeches throughout the weekend. And no, not you. What are you gulping for?
Because I am going up for the early thing too. So I don't know. If you want me to make a speech the first night or at the wedding or both.
Yeah, you haven't sent out the schedule yet. He has to write a lot.
You're a perfect example of why we need this ready to roll.
Right. So which would you prefer?
How about on like the Wednesday before?
No.
Right here on the air. Now, that's actually a great idea.
Okay, first off. I will be hurt, but not devastated. Hack will be devastated if he doesn't get to do a speech. He's really been working on things.
Right.
He's done a few private birthday parties. He's got a stand-up act.
Yep. Slacker's helping me take guitar lessons. I'm doing kind of an Adam Sandler thing I'm working on, but like, it's not perfect yet.
He does like a little lunch lady thing in the middle, but he's calling it bride lady. It's like, bride lady. It's like, ugh.
Okay. You have gone off the rails.
No, we have not gone off the rails.
So
303-222-5423. Do you think Hack or myself or both as a duet, Sandler and Sandberg, should we be allowed to present at Erica's wedding?
Present? What
to
is
do
it?
Something.
Yeah.
To do
a
thing.
I wouldn't call it a speech. It is more of a presentation.
Yeah, it's more of a... like a, because we each
what
have
if,
the noses
okay,
and go...
What if you guys do this... you guys do the speech to present... The father of the bride when he does the speech.
Yes, we will. We are.
I don't need
soft
a 30
open.
Minute chunk.
It's not 30. Yeah. It's not 30. It's like 20.
No, I'm talking about you plus my father.
No. Oh, yeah, I know. But we've clocked it at what 24 the last time, and we were talking not that fast.
Right.
We can speed it up. 22
okay, so
minutes.
I'm gonna actually go to my issue that I'm having. So I've got 5 bridesmaids. Dane's got 3 groomsmen.
Please tell me you're kidding. Like, none of these people are talking.
What do you mean?
She hasn't said that they're doing speeches. She's just listing.
She's counting the number of people.
I'm a little more concerned that it's not even.
She told me that it doesn't have to be even anymore.
It's just not.
Because I got 2 guys right here that are ready to go.
We can fill that out.
Jesus, guys.
She is stressed to the gills, and we are helping 0 right now. 0.
My sisters are co-maid of honor, so they're speaking at the wedding.
Together or separately?
Together. They're going to do a joint thing under 5 minutes. It's going
to
be great.
So they get to do a joint thing.
They are my sisters.
We are your brothers.
No, you
right
aren't.
Now, we are.
I also have a brother who, guess what? Right now, doesn't have a place to speak in the wedding weekend.
And does he want to? Do you think he wants to?
I don't know. I don't know.
But there are people who do want to.
Well, there's still like all 3 of...
This
was a really good break, and I think that we should just end it.
Right. He's doing it so good.
Do you think everyone needs, you're not just doing like best man and then the co-maid of honor speeches?
It's
you think
not
more?
That everyone needs to. Dane doesn't like totally, he like has a best man, but also doesn't because again, don't know if any of these people listen. Pretty sure he's told all of them that they're his best man.
So then they're all going to be like jockeying for position?
And so we're like mapping out when people are going to speak. So one will do the wedding night. One will do the rehearsal dinner before the welcome party. and
third guy, restroom attendant. As we walk by, he'll say things. Little known fact about them.
He's like a parrot.
Oh my God, Erica!
The third guy, I thought maybe he could give a speech when everyone's like lined up. You know, you all are seated, and the bridal party is lined up. And
you mean everyone else is seated, not Tiak and I.
I'm gonna kill
He'll
you
be backstage, but
lemon face.
Never mind.
I swear to God, we'll stop. I swear to God, it's just so fun when you're this. You are wigged right now,
I'm and you're so like, easy to like. Really tired, yeah. And so I'm like, I don't know what I got to give you guys.
So he gets this weird time slot. He might do
like a little bit of like hype man vibes, because that's kind of who he is anyway. Just like this, you know, happy. No, but not out, just for the bridal party. And I'll be in a closet somewhere hidden. So that's fine. And then I've got one, like my best friend from college is going to speak at the rehearsal dinner. And then my other two best friends. Do I just tell him, sorry, you're not good enough?
Why do you have so many people speaking?
Yeah, I don't.
People always do speeches at the rehearsal dinners and the wedding.
Yeah
it's like parents and then the one maid of honor. I understand the two. Or...
really learning something about me and the rest of this show. We've been to really different weddings.
Well, I don't go anymore. I stopped going.
Right.
I'm wondering why. I would think more, maybe I'm a narcissist, more speeches. Yes, everyone talk about me and my lovely bride. Like, just let everyone go.
But then like, just the people there to party just want to eat and drink and dance.
Like, especially Erica, we've learned this. She is living to get on the dance floor. Like, so the more time people go, I remember when Erica was 7. It's like, shut up. She just wants to go. She wants
that's
to get after it.
That's the price you pay at a wedding, though. You got to get through all the stuff, and then you have the party at the end. Like, that's part of it. It's not my day to party. It's Erica's day and Dane's day to be wed and to be with their people.
But she wants to party.
Yeah.
She wants to party. She wants to party.
She wants
to party.
Okay, we'll work
this
in.
Is exactly how our speech is going to start.
You don't want people to wait.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I can't decide if I had the best dinner of my life or one of the worst dinners of my life.
Okay.
It was.
That's a crazy statement.
It was my wife and I. My parents are in town, so they are watching the kids. So we got to go out and run a couple errands, and we went and we grabbed dinner in the restaurant. The part where Slacker gets mad at me, the restaurant that was close to where the errands were was Olive Garden.
Oh my God! I can't.
Yeah. I'm it's a little. Like,
you have a chance to go out with your wife.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Olive Garden.
Hold on. What's the closest?
Like,
I know,
what
I don't know
are
I
you doing?
That.
We're trying Dude. To ba- we're doing a bunch of stuff. We're
trying
to maximize.
Do what? We're trying to bang some things out.
Yeah, we're okay. Trying to bang it out.
Okay.
Whose car were you in?
My car. Ew. I drove. Not the kid's car. It was.
You're not gonna get anything banged out in the Hyundai.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there.
It's different because it's a place that we both like, and then we didn't have the kids there, and they don't do as well at Olive Garden. It's a little
classic bad place for kids.
Yeah, when you're here, your family, that place is just a rat hole for children.
They're just like, not going to work for the kids.
Not accepted. Yeah. How do I tell you this gently? She pretends to like it.
Perhaps. She suggested it. She suggested it? You think she just suggested it for me?
Yes.
Well, because she might not hate it. Like, I do love a Chili's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, for real?
Okay. Oh my gosh. There Chili's. Are date nights that I'm like, can we just go to Chili's?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I guess I get it. If someday we have kids and we don't have to bring them, bad place for kids, not Chili's.
But like at home, why don't you just put more cumin on your food? Chili's, that is the flavor of everything at Chili's. Oh, have the old timer burger. Cumin. Oh, have the margarita chicken. Cumin. Like, you could blindfold me and I wouldn't be like, what is this? I'm like, I don't know, cumin? It's like everything tastes the same at Chili's. It drives me nuts. Ooh, mozzarella sticks.
No,
cumin.
That's not
everything
true.
Tastes exactly. Salsa. Cumin. You want to hear me go?
No, like I want you to stop.
But if you like cumin, I guess.
No, but it's so boring. I like Chili's as much as the next person. Their chicken enchilada soup is like thick and cheesy and one of the best things you could ever put in your head.
They have a chicken enchilada soup?
Oh my God, it's so good. It's like, because it's thick. It's not. You know me, and I don't like meat water, so it's not even clear. It's like thick, and it's like huge chunks of chicken. It's like eating the nacho cheese soup. Have you ever had that from Campbell's? It's so good.
I can't.
It's a lot.
There's
a lot.
Deal with you right
overwhelmed.
Now.
But also, all I'm saying is
you're talking about Campbell's soup and Chili's, but Olive Garden's like
no. That. But again, if I were married with children still, and I had one night to escape, I don't know that I'd roll her into a chain, bruh. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Also,
you guys love Sierra. You love Crinelli's.
I know.
Why didn't you go to one of those? Crinelli's is close to Aaron's.
Do we do errands?
Errands.
I know. I was like, it's not close.
You said we had to run errands.
We did, yeah. But they just take longer. They're more of a, like, you sit, you enjoy. Yeah. That's the night, is the dinner. And this, we were trying to do the errands and the dinner.
You can still bang out Crinelli's fast. If you go in and you're like, Lucinda, go! The weird gnocchi with the butter squash.
We love Crinelli's, but we weren't by the mall. We were over a different place. It just didn't work out this time. But,
dude, I'm sorry. There's going to be a point, Erica, where you've been married 10 years.
Yeah.
And Dane's like, won't just hit Olive Garden? You're going to be like, what? I've given you 10 years of my life and two children, and you think you're taking me for unlimited breadsticks?
Unclear on the children for me.
But right? You don't...
Okay. Yeah, but man, if he said, do you want to go to Chili's?
Oh, give me that Presidente Margarita.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ladies, let me talk to you.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we go to Olive Garden. We have a great server. His name was Braden. I don't know if we're supposed
shout
to
out
shout
to Braden.
Him
out. What? Yeah.
He seemed, he was maybe 17, which I love, just like a kid getting after it. Yeah. He might have been older, but he seemed very young and super nice. And so he finally brings the bread, which, you know, that's why I'm there. He brings the bread. There are two breadsticks in the thing. Now, they normally bring like four, but there's only two. And so he's all good. And I say, yeah. And I do this with my refills. I do this with the bread. I go, I know we'll want more bread. Just like no rush or anything, but just so you know. Because I don't want to make him come all
like,
the way back.
I'm literally going to hork this down as you're right. Stepping away from the table.
And he kind of looks around and he says, we're actually out of bread. Thank you.
Say it again.
We're actually out of bread.
Yeah.
Bro, close the doors.
Yeah.
Put a sign on the door. We're running low on bread.
Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am here?
Do you know to take you out of it? It's right. Why a lot of people, it's the only thing I go for because their food sucks.
Okay.
But like,
that's
bread
like the main draw for most people, I would think, is the bread.
So you're in a 10-minute, 20-minute long line at In-N-Out, and you get to the front, and they're like, oh yeah, we just don't have any burgers, but what else do you want?
Yeah.
Fries, we got fries.
Yes, that's what it's like.
Are you insane?
And so I'm hot. Oh, I was so mad.
Of course you're hot.
And I'm not a talk to the manager guy. But I'm thinking,
hey, bro, you drive to another In-N-Out. I'm sorry, another Olive Garden and get breadsticks.
Thank you. But Braden, bless his heart, the nicest guy ever, he still looks around. He goes, I'm going to do my best to keep you guys stocked. I just can't bring a bunch at once because what we have.
So they're not out yet.
What we have is what we have left.
There. We're in a drought.
And I can't just grab a bunch because the other servers will see me. But I'm gonna do it on the down low. So now we're in this together.
Yeah.
He's on our side. He knows why
dude,
we're here.
They're not out of breadsticks. This is diabolical.
Do you think? So he...
Because he's getting a tip, man.
I don't think so.
The other servers are like, do this tonight. Everybody bring him two at a time. It could be. I don't know.
He did such a great job. He kept us stocked. I was plowing through him. He resets them. And then
AHAC is sitting there on her 10th anniversary, like,
was she still there? I don't know.
What is wrong with
you? Then he's doing great. He finally comes and brings the food. So we're great. Like, we're kind of past the breadstick portion. And he kind of whispers, he says, by the way, we got more bread. Feel free to go crazy.
Oh.
So now
I had it. I nailed it.
Is Slacker right?
Oh, dude.
Is this a move? Dude, it's a total move. But he was so, like, I felt connected to this guy because he's on our side. He's like, we got a man on the inside is how it felt like, you know, like.
Also, what does it say about you, T-Hack, that he's
justify.
Like, I'm going to get you guys good because I know this is important to you.
You can see when he said.
And then he said the words, feel free to go crazy.
Crazier.
Which actually, Slacker's right. He earned a few dollars on the tip by saying that.
For sure.
He earned a few more dollars because he said, I thought we were going to have to thug it out till the end, but we got more bread. And I'm like, your tip just keeps going up.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Okay, we're in this weird talk in this room. What is wrong? Okay, there's this.
Are you about to direct that at me?
Yes, because you're so weird that you would want to do this. There's a marathon. These people just broke a record.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They ran to how many restaurants?
176 restaurants in 24 hours.
In Utah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They mapped it all out. It was like a whole marathon that they...
100... They didn't sleep?
Apparently not. I mean, so some of the restaurants would have to be open all night. So they're hitting Taco Bell's in the middle of the night because, like, not everything's open all night.
There was no driving, no repeat stops, and proof of every visit. They had to go in long enough to get an item and a receipt from all 176.
And you have to actually eat something, right? You can't just go in and buy something. You have to go in and eat.
It doesn't say that. That's what I'm wondering. They did. Just, it was a group of people who did it, a group of eight runners. So did they just buy a fry and then they all eat the fry, or did they buy eight fries at each?
No, probably not. They probably bought one thing. And then it's like, well, this hour, I'm going to skip out on eating anything. Next, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could hit.
How many places in
176.
Hours?
Yeah.
That's like 4 an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, doing much running.
It is more than that.
What was their actual distance?
Oh, they were able to split. Because it says a group of eight people, and we just ordered a single applesauce. Was one of the examples.
God, this is stupid.
But it's still, do you understand? Everybody who thinks you can do things like this underestimates or overestimates what the human body can do. Even if you're, like, if I stop at McDonald's and I eat a couple fries, but there's a Good Times across the street, and I just, and then grab a couple fries, and then, oh, look, there's a Five Guys, a couple fries. You're already, you got a side ache, and you're just like, I'm full.
Right.
I'm worried.
From six fries. Because you're just like, well, it's just nothing's going down because you're running. Like, it just doesn't feel like pleasurable.
What was their distance in 24 hours? What, miles?
I don't know.
All around Utah. Was it Salt Lake City? It's like, they mapped it out.
It was, yeah.
176 restaurants, 176 fast food restaurants. So probably, like, you're in one suburb and there's like, 20 right there. It's like Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, and then you got like, crap, we got to run to the next subdivision. So that's, then you got a 3 mile run to get to the next. And then you do 10 or 20 in there, like whatever.
By the time they finished, it was around 10 p.m. And I don't have a final mile thing. They projected 40 to 50 miles.
My God.
That's not that hard in 24 hours though.
Yeah. I'd rather do that than the Taco Bell 50K.
What's the Taco? What is that?
That's what they do here in September,
50K?
I believe.
50K?
Yeah. So it's 31.07 miles. Oh. And you go to a certain amount. I think it's 10 Taco Bells. You have to eat.
Each person?
Yes.
Huh. Has to eat a whole thing?
Yeah. There are designated food items you have to get. It can't just be like the cinnamon twist. You have to get like the cheesy gordita crunch at one. Ooh. And then something else.
So you have a Yahtzee list you have to like check off.
I wish
one Chalupa Supreme, a crunch wrap, and then one burrito or nachos
at each restaurant
and start running.
No, not at each restaurant.
That's just designated, like within the however many you have to get that, and then at one you can get a Baja Blast, at one you can get this, but you have to get those three items.
If this was a half marathon, I would have already signed up.
Do you
I'm in.
I don't think you'd want to eat that, even if we just ordered those items here.
Yes, and I would. Do it right now.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm hungry.
There's suddenly a gun to your head, and you have you ever done Centurion Club or anything like that?
Huh?
Yep. Okay. Have you done it? You've done Beer Mile?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Beer Mile is horrifying.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so easy. You slam a beer.
Yeah. Okay.
You run a quarter mile. You slam a beer. Mm. You run a quarter mile. On that third beer, you want to die.
I could imagine I would be so hammered by the third beer because slamming and running and then you're burning off. Yeah, that's no good.
It's the same with Taco Bell.
I'm more concerned about like running makes your tummy go crazy. Taco Bell makes your tummy go crazy. Yes. It's like,
yeah,
this house is built like brick. Okay. Taco Bell and me.
Okay.
So do you want to try it?
I can't run 50K.
No, but let's just do it in here.
I would try it. There's just, it'd be a different kind of run.
Oh my gosh. No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I need help.
Obviously.
No, this is about, okay, so some days if I have a little extra time, I go to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And sit and finish the document that I send out to everybody. Like, you, everybody sends me stuff, and then I send it out, and it's like, this is potentially the stuff that's on the show, and we almost never even look at it.
Very true.
And this is one of those times, this is not in the document. I'm sitting at Starbucks. I don't even know what I want out of what I'm saying right now. This man comes in. First off, I already don't like him because he never closes his mouth. He's a mouth breather.
You've seen him before?
No.
Oh.
He just comes in and it's like, his mouth is just a gape, but it's like, oh. And
you interesting.
Just, you can just tell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's okay. A mouth breather, man. And you're just like.
A gape at all times, that's crazy.
It's just like.
Like thinking
just
about
he's
it.
He's standing
just,
there yeah. And it's just like, oh. And then he walks up to get an order. And issue. The only time it closes is on P words and M words, you know? It's like, mmp. And then the rest of the time is like, oh, he's just a.
Can I get.
And I'm just like, I don't like him. I don't like him.
Okay.
But you're drawn to him.
So no, somehow. There is a table for eight at this Starbucks. It is a giant table.
Yeah.
This man decides that's the table I want. There are tons of tables for two, tons of tables for four, even some little weird ones that are for three. Huh. And he takes the table for eight and begins to manspread his knuckle-dragging, wide-open mouth across, like, it's just like, ah, right. And he puts his backpack here, he puts a water in the second seat, and he puts his coffee in the third. So he's taken up three of the eight chairs already.
So now, because it's an eight-person table, if he was just over in one corner, people could sit on the other side.
And people do. And there was a guy at this table that he spread out so much, the guy got up and moved to the three-person table.
What? Whoa.
Dude, do you get how intrusive you are? Like,
and you don't happen to be this man, do you?
What? No! First off, I close my mouth all the time. Watch.
True.
Well, okay.
I've never seen that before.
And for how much you talk. Sorry.
Then he gets up and gets a manager.
What?
And he's just like interrupting the guys cooking things at Starbucks with the weird little steamer thing. Yeah. He's like, hey, can I? And he's like, stand by. He's like, no, I need, can I? He's like, I need management. And it's like, oh boy. So he finally gets a manager to come over and there's a cord that plugs this table in so people can plug their laptops in. He's like, that's a tripping hazard.
What?
And he's making a scene and she's like, did you trip on? He's like, no, but someone will. And I'm like, what does this mouth-breathing piece of hell want? Okay?
Does he work for, like, undercover
no,
Starbucks?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
What safety?
Dude, first off, would you ever do that? Would you ever do that?
No, I would never go to Starbucks.
Oh. I wouldn't do it in the way he did, but I might.
He's already...
What? Yeah, I was in a parking garage this weekend, and I was like, where are the stairs? They're not labeled. That's a violation.
Okay.
What if there's a fire? I don't know where to go.
I need you to meet this guy. I think you're perfect.
But I wouldn't do it in the way he did.
So you understand.
I'm with you.
Where I'm at. This whole thing. Okay. I don't like him, and I'm thinking of ways I'm going to hurt him.
Okay, we've jumped.
Okay.
You trip him.
Tape his mouth.
Okay. Then he sits down, now that he's involved management, and he pulls a sandwich out of his bag and proceeds to eat it. And I'm like, no.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Like, it's not illegal per se.
Why isn't it illegal? Why isn't it illegal? Tell me why it's not illegal.
There's a lot of places say, like, no outside food or drink.
But here's the thing. It's like all the Cherry Creek kids go here. Like the Cherry Creek High School, they come
in
here.
Their own lines.
And they, like, they'll grab, like, the matcha, whatever, and then have a thing of grapes. And I'm like, I don't know why. I'm fine with that. But this
grown man
who is just an albatross, like he's taking up too much space and he's causing complaints where there doesn't need to be one. And then you choose to eat outside food there. What should I have done? I understand that I was predisposed to hating this man for all these other things.
Right.
But let's pretend he didn't do any of those things. Like, you don't get to do that.
Well, I don't think you do anything. I think management should have come over and gone.
But shouldn't I pointed it out?
Wow, that's a tripping. Oh, to management?
Yes, go like, look at this man eating like.
Now you're a tattler.
I don't care. He's a tattler. He's an albatross mouth breathing.
I think it was part of a plan. I think he probably complained about the tripping hazard so that management wouldn't tell him to
oh
get
my god,
out.
That's diabolical. That's probably true.
It's like, I'm going to take up all this space. I'm going to bring my own food, and I have to almost draw attention to me so that then they'll leave me alone.
Or he just doesn't have good social cues.
I think maybe he just
don't do this.
But it's so possible that he
is just an idiot.
Yeah, and like we're all so lucky because we wouldn't do that except for maybe Aaron.
I would have to bring in a gluten-free sandwich. I'm sorry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a story about a guy getting in trouble for doing something I've done before.
I feel like this happens
a lot.
This
is a common thing, and then we're all wildly disappointed by whatever it is, okay?
I've got a story about a sticky situation.
I've been in one of those.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Nebraska.
Let's go Huskers.
Let's ride a horse.
Ever say that as a resident of Colorado
again? It's fine.
No, it's not fine.
It's not fine.
Y'all like Runza?
A lot of Iowa people are mad at me too. I should not.
Yes. Okay.
A semi truck was on the road.
Okay.
Hitting the concrete, going fast. When all of a sudden, it burst into flames.
Oh, wow, moving?
Yeah, just kind of. Bloop,
just kind of.
Randomly. The driver reacted quickly, unhooked the truck from the trailer before the fires got out of control, which, like, kudos to him.
The back part's what's on fire.
So he's like, okay, now I'm going to drive away.
Well, no, because you don't want the gas next to the fire.
Oh,
you don't want one of these.
It is. We saw the synapses.
Yeah, there we go.
The semi-truck was full of gummy bears.
Did they all melt?
Yeah.
Oh, gummy bears.
I know. The candies melted and then went into the grass, kind of started more of a fire because they're all lit on fire.
Gummy fire?
I know. Gross.
Wait, they're...
I'm kind of apparently. We eat them all the time. I'm very concerned.
I feel like Albanese has made me super flammable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
for
wow.
Sure.
Okay.
But they have no idea why it lit on fire. So,
okay.
Just be on the lookout, I guess.
Spontaneously lighting on fire.
Who's
bears?
Hosting a bonfire? I want to bring some gummy bears.
Yeah. From now on. All right.
All right. My story's out of Washington.
You didn't just put an R in there, did
Washington
you?
Washington State.
Yep, Washington.
Okay, Washington State.
Okay.
Cops were called because a man had reportedly forced his way into a building. He locked himself in the bathroom and he was yelling loudly from behind the door. Erica? Did you want to?
How's that?
Yeah, pretty good. Officers treated it a potentially dangerous situation, so they all came. To the
helicopter,
let's get that. Yeah, they're all on the door. Turns out he had a crisis of bowels, is what the police are calling it.
Now, I know I used this sound earlier for gummy bears. But it's a universal sound.
It is, yeah.
Hey, say it again.
Crisis of bowels.
I just want to say... Right now, new title for my memoir.
Ew. The Crisis of Bowels.
I look back.
He had a personal emergency. He wasn't, not a burglar. He forced
him. But he broke into a bathroom.
He's like, I gotta go.
Yeah. The man was not arrested, but he was taken to a hospital for treatment.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Said, whatever's going on in that bathroom.
He ate too many of the flammable gummy bears.
Oh my gosh, he crawled into that grass. Yeah. Slurped them right up.
Yeah. Okay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Those were his bowels.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Odyssey celebrates Earth Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.